Good morning to everyone. In Matthew 16, Jesus told his disciples, quote, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Friends, I feel that we have sometimes misused the word cross. We have given the name cross to many things that are not crosses at all. We talk about a tragedy or a calamity as being our cross that we must bear. We speak of grief or loss as a cross that we must bear. Are these the examples of what Jesus meant when he said, "Take up your own cross"? The great theologian and author and anti-Nazi martyr during the Second World War, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, had this to say about the cross, quote, "The cross means voluntarily sharing in the sufferings of Christ." Taking up the cross is about making a conscious, voluntary decision. You see, the cross for Jesus was a deliberate choice. Jesus chose voluntarily the way of the cross. The cross was Jesus' conscious decision to minister to people's needs, no matter what it might cost him. And so it should be for each one of us as his followers today. Now, Jesus is not saying to us to take up a cross and die and take away the sins of the world. He's already done that. However, as a disciple of Jesus, he is asking us to take up our cross and make a deliberate choice to face something that we could avoid. Taking the cross is willingly picking up a burden, possibly for someone else, which we are under no obligation to take up. The great preacher and author Fred Craddock shares a powerful reminder of what it is to bear the true burden of the cross. He illustrates it in this way, quote, "We think giving our all to the Lord is like taking a $1,000 bill and laying it on the table. Here's my life, Lord. I'm giving it all to you. But the reality for most of us is that Christ sends us to the bank and has us cash in the $1,000 for quarters. We go through life putting 50 cents here, 25% there. Usually giving our life to Christ isn't glorious," he says. He said it's done in all those little acts of love, 25 cents at a time. So, brethren, how do we spend these quarters? There are innumerable ways to spend our quarters of love. We just have to look for them. Let us pray. Father God, please anoint us with your Spirit to enable us to also take up our cross and, just as Jesus did, help others in need. Amen.